I'm gonna have to kiss something. the subway, train, bicycles, when we couldn't find somewhere to park. We were really late, you know, like we've been working for an hour now before we got here. So we got like 30 minutes, about 30, 38 minutes. So we do what we can, you understand, it's not my fault. Got 28 minutes, so shut the fuck up, let's get on with the show. So wait, this is not a union thing, this is common sense. Alright? you applauding like that. Did you notice at the end of the songs, everybody like claps? It's great, but that's applause. And that reminded me of Russia. tell me why, don't you? Well, you see, Stalin had this thing that when you did a lecture, nobody should stop applauding after the lecture. So the first person who applauds was taken away and shot. So sometimes the applause would come up for like 40, 50 minutes. Constantly applause. That gave you an idea.
Some of us
the noise about the New York, the wonderful New York children's entertainment called Uncle Floyd. Hey, Floyd McGill, you know? You're still living on New York, New Jersey. Is that effective? Does people believe that? That's like my new accent. Hey, yo! Fuck, I like that. Yo, hey, Gil! Gil, what's up? You better off. It's totally convincing. Is that amazing? I learned that in the 30 years I've been doing it. Thank you. give us a quiet little. And slow down, Rob. Slow down, Rob. Let me introduce who we're all here with tonight. Thank you, by the way, very much for coming. It's a shitty night, my boy. I just want to let you know, whenever I work in New York, it's a shitty night. So, I really thank you. Let's look at these guys up here. That was Sterling Campbell on drums. Mike Larson, you went to this college, didn't you? You didn't go to this college. Mike Larson, didn't you go to this college? Curly Oates and Raphael were actually teaching here when Mike applied for that. Jan Gershon, big buddies, Michael Gershon. I'll introduce some of the people. Anybody else want to get introduced? Kathy, you said hello, didn't you? What about you? You look over there. What did you say? My pal from Ireland, Jerry Leonard on guitar. We've just got three words for you, O-R-E. That's a blissful choke and I better leave the stage right now. On bass guitar and vocals, a beautiful jacket, Dave Van Dorsen. Since we've been playing with you, we've done an awful lot of research with dancing, which later in the show we're definitely going to show you something. Just going to blow your voice. So, Mark Platy on guitar here. You worked with him, Mark, now, didn't you? 900, you're looking good. And the 1,000-year-old man on the end there. Local boy makes good. Earl Slick on guitar. Right, over the Gatorade. So I was trying to soften you up there, but you're not going to let me do the really, really slow versions of Leonard Cohen songs. Oh, well, we'll do this instead.
I'm leaving back on my right.
Sunset song, I like singing that with it. And what can I tell you that's new and interesting? Absolutely nothing. Right, so we've got one next one, which is, this is important. Do you know something? See these? It means you can hear me.
You don't say more.
This is a Neil Young song. Is that callous? That's modern. That's the modern. You know, I just realised there's a lot about the music industry I really don't know. Like. And these earplugs are two of them. I'm taking them out. That's the end of the show, folks. These are monitors, isn't it amazing? I hope you've got lots of time. I could go on for hours tonight. You can't have a mood on me. When I'm in one of these moods, it gets ugly. It gets ugly. No. I'll publish it. songwriter. Great songwriter. Big favourite with Simone de Beauvoir. Here we are. Also, look better in the jacket than Tom Christie. A lot butcher as well. When she walked down the street. I was smarter. I got so lost on the other shore. I wish I was taller. These things matter to me. Simone de Beauvoir was never afraid herself when she wore that leather jacket. Things were a lot better for her. She was no longer an extensionist when she wore that leather jacket. Even though she looked a lot like a fat Patti Smith. That's because she didn't know anything about fashion. Again and again, though. thing on the catwalk, it used to be simply... Now it's like they've got this horse thing going. You see? What is with that shit? You can't wear a leather jacket with it. You don't look at all existential. I don't know. playing drums. We're playing that was very nice indeed. It's got a very long intro, isn't it, that? It's not much for me to do for the first 17 hours of getting the selection. Not really. But I can write something as long as Genet or Sartre. Or in fact, his wife, Simone, did very well. The one in the leather jacket, you remember. But she was a rebel. Anyone, they don't even just pretend. Thank you. Freedom of Americans and a life well given. Okay, let's try this one here. It's not a good night for this one, but we'll try. with two sub pallets.
I could go for this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, please, we're taking the time. It's been a good, good job to you. Thank you very much. I'm not bugging you around more too much. It's, good night to you all. God bless you. Be safe, everyone.